Hi, this is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for Windows PowerShell and an independent consultant working with the Microsoft Azure Public Cloud Platform and PowerShell Automation. I wanted to take a quick minute today to talk to you about a free tool from Redgate Software that helps you to work with Microsoft Azure Storage. If you go out to Redgate's product page at redgate.com/products and scroll towards the bottom, you'll see a list of Azure tools. In the middle, there's a free tool called the Azure Explorer that uses .NET CLickOnce technology to download the application and install it locally. The application will run under your regular user account. It does not require administrative permission. And what it allows you to do is add your storage accounts and upload files from your local file system up to Azure Blob Storage. So, in order to start using the tool, what we need to do is define an Azure Storage account. So, we can either right-click on Azure Storage Accounts and click Add Account, or we can go to File, Add Connection, and it will prompt us for the Blob Storage account name and the access key. If I switch over to the Microsoft Azure portal, I can see a list of my storage accounts. If I select one of my storage accounts, there's a button at the bottom of the portal that says Manage Access Keys. Now, there's two different access keys that you can use. There's the primary and the secondary access key. In this example, I'm just going to copy the primary access key and type the storage account name in the tool, and then paste my access key in there. Then click Test Connection and ensure that the connection to that storage account is successful. As you can see, the storage account now shows up under Azure Storage Accounts. And I can then right-click on that storage account and create a blob container. In order to store data in an Azure storage account, I first have to create this blob container, and then I can start uploading files from my laptop up to that blob container. So in this case, I'm just going to call the blob container VHDs, and there's several different access levels. There's private or off, and what this means is that we're not providing any public access to the blob container. We can optionally provide public access or anonymous access to the blob container. So we can provide access to list blobs in the container, or we can provide access only to the blobs as long as the URL is known. In this case, I'm going to leave it as a private blob container. And once that blob container is created, I can then upload files from my local file system up to Azure Blob Storage. In order to do that, I can simply drag and drop a file, such as this invoice here, and drag and drop that over to the blob container. And as you can see, the blob has now been uploaded into that storage account and blob container. So if I exit out of the Manage Access Keys window there in the portal and go over to Blob Containers, I can see that that VHD's container has been created and that that invoice has been uploaded to the blob container. If I delete the invoice in the tool, I can then refresh the blob container and I can see that the invoice is no longer there. I can also delete the blob container itself by going up to the storage account level, right-clicking on the blob container, and hitting delete. So that's just a really quick overview of the free Azure Explorer or Storage Explorer tool from Redgate Software. I hope you enjoyed the video, and we'll see you next time.